There you are. If you have friends who live or work in Indiana, then we might have some information for them this morning that they'd like to have.
Hmm?
Yeah, well, it's
Indiana news.
Well,
so
you
get it right here.
How's our listenership in Indiana?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, with this internet thing and being able to stream.
You never know.
Yeah. If anybody has lost a half-naked man in his 40s with a tendency to march like a drum major down the sides of...
No, I found mine.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just
checking.
Yeah, this has got to be a different one.
Yeah,
right.
Down the sides of Indiana highways while wielding a samurai sword, please make contact with Indiana State Police. A state trooper came across the gentleman on Sunday. When the trooper approached, the man swung the sword in a defensive manner, then dropped the sword in compliance with the trooper's order.
Can I ask which half was naked? I mean, how bad was this?
That's an excellent
point. The
left
point. Half.
The left half.
Yeah.
It looked like Marilyn's helmet last night.
Spent all day trying to tie that thing together. Huh? What is?
Oh, Marilyn? You didn't see the game.
You didn't watch any of the game.
Yeah, you didn't watch the game. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
They have goofy-looking helmets.
Oh, did they ever. Awful. Goofiest you've ever seen, ever.
I like George's new look, though.
You know? No, get out of here.
What? What's wrong with that?
You like that pro combat mess?
Well, it's a little bit different. Yeah, I mean, and for Georgia, that's not bad. Yeah.
Well, Maryland's helmet was half, terrapin stripes, and half the state flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They have a very complicated state flag.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and you ought to see what it looks like on a helmet.
Well, Maryland's flag does not a good logo make.
Yeah.
No.
Well, and that's, Baltimore did that. Didn't they paint part of the flag in the middle of their field, the Ravens? And, their groundskeeper's got to go, huh? Really? You want me to do this? This is what you would want. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we could do that, but it's going to be a lot of trouble.
That's right.
Muttering as he walks out the door.
Yeah. Who are the chefs?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What was that, Snickers? Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still one of the best commercials
it
ever.
It is. You're right.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Information.
Perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you're
drunk. See, now you're going to make me go look that up at 6:16 so I can see what it looks like.
It won't take you long.
No, I'm sure it won't.
Yeah.
I'll go,
type in
okay,
Marilyn helmet.
There it is, yeah. Ugly Marilyn.
We're going to have a great time today.
Oh, no, we're not, because I was still trying to load the weather out of it.
And look for Marilyn helmets.
Well, no, I wasn't looking for that.
I'm glad to know I'm not the only one not quite firing on all cylinders yet.
I went back and looked, and, Deb's the one that's in there, and so I'll have to go. Now I got to go find it, and I got to bring it in.
Yeah. They emailed them, so check your email.
Oh, did they? Oh,
yeah,
okay,
it came in
right.
At 4:19 this morning.
Oh, did it?
So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, then it's probably there. Oh, thank you, Allie. I appreciate that. And then, of course, we're having to share a printer down the hall.
Oh, that's right. Everybody's gone to the same printer.
Yeah, well, it's the only one that works. Excuse me.
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me. I'm not complaining.
First world problems right here.
Yeah, really.
This year, your Texas regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone. Listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South. And watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the game. Then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey, good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And it is the 6th of September. Here
that
we go.
Catch you it's by surprise,
No. I'm just looking for the date on this thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Birthdays?
Yes.
Huh? What?
Wait, when did we start doing that now?
Yeah.
It's the 6th of September. Happy birthday to you on this Tuesday, if it's your birthday today. Comedian Joanne Worley. Remember her from Laugh In?
Saw her on, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
There you go. She's 74 years old today. Country singer David Allan Coe.
Never even called me by my name.
No,
and collecting bets.
Oh, man. 72 years old today. Roger Waters, the singer bassist from Pink Floyd, is 68 years old today. Swoozy Kurtz, the actress, turned 67. Comedian Jane Curtin, remember her from Saturday Night Live, is 64 years old. And country drummer Joe Smythe of Sawyer Brown. I say that because whatever happened to Sawyer Brown? They used to be one of my favorite groups, and they just sort of went away, didn't
they? Gosh, I'll look them up.
Yeah, see if they... Branson. Still doing their thing, probably. They're 54 years old, he is.
I have a feeling they...
Ramada Inn on Southwest Freeway?
Yeah, I don't know that they would... I'm going to go ahead and say, before I find out for sure, that that more than likely, I don't know that they're Branson material as much as maybe they're still county fair material or something like that.
But they used to have a lot of hits. I saw them in concert one time.
Oh, they came here.
Oh, yeah.
They were here.
But anyway. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy. Is 53 years old today. Actor comedian Michael Winslow from Police Academy is 53.
The sound effects dude.
And he's been here too.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Yeah, he has.
Sawyer Brown, still touring.
Are they?
Really?
although their show September 10th in St. Joseph, Missouri has been canceled.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
September the 9th, that's Friday, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
They'll be in Hot Springs.
I see.
Arkansas.
Well, they still got the... what's his name? Mark Martin, the same lead singer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if they don't have him, they, pretty much dry up because he's pretty much the star of it.
Then there looks like they're doing some...
private parties?
No. Yeah. They're just not playing that much. They've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3 dates in September, 1 in October, 1 in November, 2 in December.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing the cut-rate casino circuit, too.
That's right. And you know, Sawyer Brown is a street in Nashville. Did you know that?
Hmm.
Yeah. Sawyer Brown is a street in Nashville. That's what they're named after. And I guess the street's named after somebody. I don't know who.
Well, probably.
A guy named Sawyer Brown, maybe. Or Sawyer and Brown.
Well, you consider, I looked them up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were Vocal Band of the Year in 1998.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was just a mere 13 years ago.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about Sawyer Brown is do you remember how they first arrived on the scene? They were on Star Search.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah.
Wow.
Ed McMahon, back in the day.
Okay. Well, Star Search. Wow. What a throwback. Okay.
There you go. Elizabeth Vargas, the news correspondent, is 49 years old. Country singer Mark Chestnut is 48.
I like him. He must be a...
He's a pill.
Yeah, he must be difficult to work with. Because he's the second best singer to come out of Beaumont, Texas, as far as I'm concerned. The other one was that Jones fella.
That's true.
Yeah.
Where was I? Oh, Rosie Perez is 47.
Really?
Yes, she's an actress.
Uh-huh.
Actor Dylan Bruno from Numbers is 39 years old today. Uh-huh. And rapper Foxy Brown turns 33 years old. There you go. That's all I got. That's plenty, but that's all I got.
We got Chris. Whoa. Christie is 49 today.
Oh, that's the governor?
I saw him walking with the president in a picture. Yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Your president looked a lot skinnier, right?
Chris was not wearing a coat.
Oh.
Chris,
is he waddling?
Chris is not. Well, it was a still shot. It was a standing shot. It was. He's not svelte.
I see. Chris needs a cover up, doesn't
he? I think something that kind of gives him an A line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would help
needs that moo moo look,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. I got you.
Circus tent.
Yeah. I got you.